3 million people hidden in 3% of the Amazon. Two separate hacker news posts, one from Science magazine drawing 167 points and 135 comments, and a New York Times piece covered the same underlying research finding. An ancient Amazonian civilization may have been home to approximately 3 million people, occupying a spatial footprint representing only about 3% of the Amazon rainforest. The figure would have been considered implausibly high by most archaeologists as recently as 20 years ago, when the dominant historical narrative held the Amazon to be essentially pristine wilderness at the time of European contact, populated by small and dispersed indigenous groups. The mechanism behind the discoveries is significant. Researchers are combining LIDAR aerial surveys, which can penetrate forest canopy to reveal ground-level structures, with analysis of anthropogenic dark earth, the deliberately modified agricultural soil known as terra preta, which retains fertility for hundreds of years and serves as a reliable marker of sustained human habitation. Separately, large geometric earthworks called geoglyphs, circles, squares, and other shapes visible only from the air, have been identified, structures that went undetected until aerial survey technology or forest clearance made them visible. The HN thread on the science piece extended into soil science and sustainable agriculture. The terra preta techniques these civilizations developed produced soils that reportedly remain fertile 500 years later. Several commenters also noted that evidence of large pre-Columbian populations carries implications for contemporary indigenous land rights debates in Brazil, making the findings something other than a purely academic question. Ray Bradbury's 1950 short story, "There Will Come Soft Rains," circulating on HN the same day, landed with unusual resonance alongside these findings. The story depicts an automated house continuing its daily routines after the human family it served has been destroyed, announcing breakfast, reminding absent owners of appointments, reading poetry. As a meditation on technology outlasting the civilization that built it, it found unlikely company in a news cycle about ancient cities recovered from the forest floor through remote sensing.